Welcome to our service for Mothering Sunday. Our speaker today will be Judith, who of course has led the Mothers Union in our parish for many years. Mothering Sunday falls at this time of year so that it can be as close as possible to the feast of the Annunciation of our Lord by the angel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary, which is the 25th of March. So we begin with a song which we usually think of as a Christmas carol, but which is in fact a celebration of the Annunciation. Our first hymn is Gabriel's Message.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For Lord, a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations, Lord, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, my sins foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head, to me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall Lord and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Emmanuel the Christ was born in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn, and Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Keep your tongue from evil speaking, and your lips from lying words.
Lord, have mercy.
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to root out the remembrance of them from the earth.
Christ, have mercy.
Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
Lord, have mercy.
For the words we have said that were not from you,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For the things we have done which were not done in love,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For the things we have not done which love would have done,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For the thoughts we have had that have not come from you,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For the times when we have loved ourselves and turned our back on you,
we ask your forgiveness, Lord. The righteous cry and the Lord hears them and delivers them from their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and will save those whose spirits are crushed. Amen.
Joy of heaven to earth come down.
As our Saviour taught us, we boldly pray. Entad dar hanoit in anavaith, sancte de enu, deled dar nas gunela de wachlis, magis in an air vechli ar they are heavied. Doroni heathio in parabain of the all, a mada ini in deledion, velamadeon in nai in deledwir. A knack arweni brovedigaith, eth a guarid ni rag drug. Canis eth hot tea or dernas, ar gathli ar gogoniant. And I say, Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for Mothering Sunday. God of compassion, whose Son, Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that, in joy and in sorrow, we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Darlleniad o ail bennod Llyfr Exodus. Genedigaeth Moses. Priorod gŵr o dylwyth Lefi ac un o ferched Lefi. Beichiogodd hithau ac esgor ar fab, a phanwelodd ei fod yn drws fe'i cuddiodd am dri mis. Ond gana allai ei guddio'n hwy, cymerodd gawell wedi wneud o'r lafrwyn a'i ddwbio a chlai a ffug. Troddodd y plentyn ynddo a'i osod ymysg yr hesg ar lan afon neil. Yr oedd chwaer y plentyn yn sefyll nepell oddi wrtho, er mwyn cael gwybod beth a ddigwydda iddo. Daeth merch Farw i ymdrochi yn afon neil tra oedd ei morynion yn cerdded ar y lan, a phan welodd y cawell yng nghanol yr hesg gan fonodd un ohonynt i'w nôl. Wedi ddiau agor fe welodd y plentyn ac yr oedd y bachgen yn wylo. Tosturiodd hithau wrtho a dweud, un o blant yr Hebreaid yw hwn. Yna gofynodd chwaer y plentyn i'r ferch Farw, a gaf i fynd a chwilio am famaeth o blith gwragedd yr Hebreaid i ddifagu'r plentyn i ti. Atebodd merch Farw, dos. Felly at y ferch ymaith a galw mam y plentyn. Dywed oedd merch ffaro wrth honno. Cymer y plentyn hwnna'i fagu i mi, ac fe roedd a finnau dal i ti. Felly cymerodd wraig y plentyn a'i fagu. Wedi'r plentyn dyfu i fyny, aeth ag ef yn ôl at ferch ffaro. Mabwysiadwyd hithau ef a'i enwyn Moses, oherwydd iddi ddweud, tynnais ef allan o'r dŵr. Dyma air yr arglwydd.
We're going to listen again today to our son Mike's recording of the lovely lullaby Hush My Babe, Lie Still and Slumber. Mike recorded it for our Christmas services, but although it references the baby in the manger, it isn't really a Christmas carol. Indeed, it isn't a worship song at all, but it is simply a mother praying for her child as she lulls the child to sleep. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Holy angels guard thy bed. Sweetest blessings without number gently fall upon thy head.
Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Holy angels guard thy bed. Sweetest blessings without number gently fall upon thy head. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Cold and hard thy Saviour lay. When his birthplace was a stable, and his softest bed was hay. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Holy angels guard thy bed. Sweetest blessings without number gently fall upon thy head.
Our New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, beginning at the 41st verse. Now, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they didn't find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This time last year, when the possibility of restrictions necessitated by COVID-19 were beginning to dawn upon us, I remember saying in the notices at the end of the service in Holy Trinity Church that the following Sunday would be Mothering Sunday, but I had no idea whether or not there would be a service, which of course there wasn't. And so began our weekly email service sheet, not realising that we would be in the same situation 12 months later. Mothering Sunday was traditionally a time when young people working away from home, particularly girls employed as domestic servants, were given a day off to visit their mothers and families, and often picked hedgerow flowers for a posy to present to their mothers. As with many other celebrations, which began in a simple way, Mothering Sunday has become more commercialised, with stores advertising in the media or online the imminence of the occasion and suggestions for gifts. This year, one leading retail outlet included in its emails a message that read, "We know Mother's Day can be a sensitive time for some, so please click here and we will do our very best not to send you reminders that it's on the way." We realise that in any year, there will be women for whom this is a difficult and sad day, as it can be a reminder for some of the longed for children they've been unable to have, of a child who's died through illness or tragedy. And today we particularly remember the parents and siblings of Sarah Everard, believed to have been kidnapped and murdered. There are those who have never known the love and care of their birth mother for whatever reason. And we remember those who undertake the long-term responsibility for a child needing loving and mothering. We also remember the lifelong love and devoted care mothers offered to their children with special needs, or those who spend hours at the bedside of a sick child in hospital. People look forward to being in contact with their mothers on this day. But at present, there's a restriction on visiting people in their own homes and also care homes, where staff have to make the decision about admitting visitors. The wonders of communication technology have been much appreciated as a way of seeing and speaking with family and friends. However, this year, there were those for whom this will be the first Mothering Sunday without their mother, who has perhaps succumbed to COVID-19, either in hospital or care home, or died from any other condition. If we look back in history, we think of mothers who have taken difficult decisions regarding the safety of their children. In the Second World War, mothers were encouraged to allow their children to be evacuated to safer rural areas from homes in cities expected to experience bombing. Also, we think of mothers who said goodbye to their children just prior to the Second World War as they boarded Kinder transport trains to take them to another country for safety. In these instances, mothers did not know what the future held or if they would ever see their children again. They acted as they did in the hope of keeping their children safe. In the Old Testament reading this morning, we heard how a Hebrew woman was concerned for the safety of her baby son because the Pharaoh thought too many Hebrew boys were being born, and he'd given orders that they should die by being thrown into the River Nile. This mother had a plan to do all she could to ensure her son's safety. The plan worked, and for a time, mother and son were reunited until he was old enough to be handed back to the Pharaoh's daughter, who had rescued and named him. A sad time for his birth mother, but Moses had survived and would later be used by God as the person to lead the Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt. In our reading from Luke's Gospel, we see the worry Mary and Joseph knew when they realised that Jesus had been left behind in Jerusalem. Was he safe in a place like Jerusalem, particularly coming from a small village? When they found him, they were full of relief, albeit conveyed by their annoyance. Perhaps most of us in our younger days arrived home later than expected and were met with the cross words, "Where have you been?" Jesus was found in the temple, sitting with the teachers, the experts in Judaism, who were surprised at his questions and comprehension. Maybe at the age of 12, he was beginning to assert his independence to explore his vocation. Mary would continue to worry about Jesus, even as an adult and through the 3 years of public ministry, until she sorrowfully took her place at the foot of his cross, wondering how her son's life could be ending in this way. At that moment, she could only experience sorrow, unaware of the glorious event in 3 days' time. Today, on this Mothering Sunday, we give thanks for those who have loved, mothered, nurtured, and enriched our lives as children and adults. And we pray with hope that in 2022, although still a sensitive day for many, it will again be possible for families to come together with hugs and gifts, sharing the joys and sorrows of human relationships, and especially that between mother and child.
As Judith shared with us, there have been too many mothers in recent times, both across the world but also sadly in our own churches and communities, who have looked on the suffering of their children. In the Christian tradition, their grief has been expressed in the Stabat Mater, a hymn which captures the image of Mary looking on the cross, as she does in John 19. On this Mothering Sunday, we join Mary in her vigil.
Let us pray. Creator God, we glimpse your beauty in setting sun, mountain top, eagle's wing. We sense your power in thunder crash, lightning flash, and ocean's roar. Creator God, we praise you. Precious Jesus, we see your love stretch out upon a cruel cross. We stand in awe at your sacrifice. Pure love poured out for humankind. Precious Jesus, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we see your power in lives transformed, hearts on fire. We listen for your still, small voice, comforting, guiding, calling. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Amen. We begin our prayers today on this Mothering Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent, by offering prayers for mothers all over the world. We begin by giving thanks for Mary, the mother of Jesus, who, in accepting God's will in her life, showed us how to be humble and obedient before our Lord. Mary put total trust in you, Lord, and was blessed in becoming the mother to our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for mothers struggling to care for and feed their children in the war zones in the world today. We pray for food aid and clean water to help them survive. We pray for mothers who have had children kidnapped by warlords and rebels. We give thanks for the safe return of the 279 schoolgirls who were kidnapped in Nigeria. And we pray for their mothers as they work with their children to help them recover from their ordeal. We pray this day for all the mothers in our country who have had to homeschool their children and now are trusting that their children will be safe as they return to school. We pray for all mothers who suffer ill treatment by their partners. Help them find strength and courage to seek help. We pray for mothers who queue at food banks because they cannot afford to feed their families. We pray for all mothers who know the pain and grief of losing a child. Bless all mothers as they care for and nurture their children. Bring them knowledge, strength, and guide them through the power of your Holy Spirit as they bring up their children through the often difficult path on the journey to becoming adults in a world that can be very uncaring. We give thanks for our own mothers and grandmothers for the help, compassion, and understanding as we grew up. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all the nations of the world as they work to get as many people vaccinated as they can to try to stem the spread of COVID-19. We pray for a fair distribution of the vaccines amongst all nations and for the richer nations to help the poorer countries. We pray for our own country as we seek a way forward out of lockdown. We pray for cool heads and sensible decision-making by our leaders so that the good that has been achieved is not thrown away. We pray for all our school children as they return to the classroom and for their teachers. We give thanks for the dedication of our doctors, nurses and all medical staff. We pray for all those manning the vaccination centres and all those volunteers who have been trained to give vaccinations. We pray for all those supporting the centres by acting as car park attendants and guides. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we ask you to bless those on a journey of recovery from COVID-19, especially those who are suffering the longer-term effects of the disease. We pray for all those known to us who are suffering ill health or who are recovering from any illness or surgery. Grant strength, patience and freedom from pain. Bring restoration of health through your Spirit's power. Reach out and touch them so they know you are there, bringing comfort and light even into these darkest times. We pray for all those in care homes and for the staff who look after them. They have suffered much from not being able to see friends and families. We pray for those who mourn the loss of a loved one from whatever cause. And we think of the families of over 125,000 who have lost their lives to the virus. We pray for the doctors and nurses who had to do their best to comfort the dying. For those who comfort, fill with your love and compassion. Immerse those departing this life in your love and lead them through the darkness of the valley of the shadow of death into your arms and light. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
May the peace of the Lord God go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home, rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon us and remain with us, this day and always. Amen. Our selection from the Floods and Swans songbook this week is probably my favourite, just about. Flanders introduces it by telling the story of a trip to the Natural History Museum in London and a display about the different habits of climbing plants, notably the honeysuckle, which spirals upwards clockwise, and the bindweed, which goes anti-clockwise. By coincidence, on this Mothering Sunday, it is a song in which parents play a part, albeit not an entirely helpful one. This is Misalliance.
The fragrant honeysuckle spirals clockwise to the sun, and many other creepers do the same. But some twine anti-clockwise, the bindweed does for one, or convolvulus to give her proper name. Rooted on either side a door, one of each species grew, and raced towards the wind or ledge above. Each corkscrew to the lintel in the only way it knew, where they stopped, touched tendrils, smiled, and fell in love. Said the right-handed honeysuckle to the left-handed bindweed, let us get married if our parents don't mind. We'd be loving and inseparable, inextricably entwined. We'd live happily ever after, said the honeysuckle to the bindweed. To the honeysuckle's parents it came as a shock. The bindweed, they cried, are inferior stock. They're uncultivated, of breeding bereft. We twine to the right and they twine to the left, said the anti-clockwise bindweed to the clockwise honeysuckle. We'd better start saving many a mickle, max a muckle, then run away for a honeymoon and hope that our luck'll take a turn for the better, said the bindweed to the honeysuckle. A bee that was passing remarked to them then, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Consider your offshoots, if offshoots there be, they'll never receive any blessing from me. Poor little sucker, how will it learn when it is climbing which way to turn? Right, left, what a disgrace, or it may go straight up and fall flat on its face, said the right-hand thread honeysuckle to the left-hand thread bindweed. It seems that against us all fate has combined. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Columbine, thou art lost and gone forever, we shall never intertwine. Together they found them the very next day. They had pulled up their roots and just shriveled away, deprived of that freedom for which we must fight, to veer to the left or to veer to the right.